بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 12th of July in the year 2020. And Alhamdulillah, we moved on to the fourth night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of our beloved and illustrious mother, Sayyida Juwayriya radiallahu anha. And I've reached the point where I've mentioned that all, if not most, of her tribe has now embraced Islam. So the next section is entitled, Our Beloved Mother radiallahu anha's name is changed. In Sahih Muslim, number 2140, Ahmad in his Musnad, number 2334, 2900, 3005, 3308, Sahih Mishkat, number 4757, in the chapter on names. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, Juwayriya radiallahu anha's name was Barra, I meaning righteous. But it was as if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked this. So he named her Juwayriya radiallahu anha, for he did not like it to be said inadvertently. Kharaja min indi barra. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam had just left a righteous woman. So let's look at this. So is this authentic? Yes, recorded in Sahih Muslim, Imam Ahmad's Musnad. So like I mentioned, her birth name was Barra. Barra, the word bir means righteous. So what's wrong with that name? Righteous has got a good meaning. The reason Ibn Abbas said that the Prophet didn't like that name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is because of an innocent statement a person could make. Kharaja min indi Barra. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had just left a righteous woman, because her name's Barra. So the Prophet ﷺ was protecting people from making these slips. Right? So note here. And also another important point, her name was given by Rasulullah. So Juwayriya was the name given to her by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah gave her that name. Meaning it's a heavenly name. Because there's, as far as I know, there was nobody else given that name at the time. It is also most informative to note that our other beloved mother, Sayyida Salama radiallahu anha, had given birth to Zainab bint Abu Salama radiallahu anha shortly after her illustrious first husband's passing. So what happened? Sayyida Salama radiallahu anha was married to Abu Salama and she was pregnant. Abu Salama, he was blessed with martyrdom. She gave birth shortly after her husband passed away. She had first called her daughter Barra. Why? In honor of her late husband. Why? For his mother was also called Barra, who was the paternal aunt of Rasulullah. Let's break this down. So our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his father is Abdullah radiallahu. One of his sisters, Abdullah's sisters radiallahu, was Barra. Barra had a son called Abu Salama. So what does that make Abu Salama and Rasulullah, first cousins sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So when her husband died, Salama, to remember her husband, she named her daughter after her husband's mother. Have you understood? That was the wisdom behind this. What happened? In Bukhari's Al-Adab al-Mufrad, number 781, Ibn Ishaq, with a Sahih chain of transmission, Sayyida Zainab bint Abu Salama herself, she relates, radiallahu anha, verily after Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married my mother, he came to her. My name was Barra. He heard her calling me by that name. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thus said, do not announce yourselves to be pure or pious. For indeed it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows best who amongst you is pious. and who amongst you is an evildoer, those name her Zainab. Sayyidah Salama radiallahu anha responded, then she is Zainab, Ya Rasulullah. So let's look at this. So again, authentic report in Bukhari's Al-Adab al-Mufrad. So Zainab, the daughter of Abu Salama radiallahu anhu, her birth name was Barra. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed it and he gave a reason, another reason. He goes, don't call yourself pure. Why? Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is pure. Thus, her name should be Zainab. He changed her name. Immediately, Salama changed the name. Then my daughter's name is Zainab, the daughter of Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. In another report, Zainab radiallahu anhu herself relates that our beloved messenger had said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not describe yourselves as pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who the pious are amongst you. Name her Zainab radiallahu anhu. This is in Sahih Muslim, number 2142, Mishkat, number 4756. So what was our beloved messenger referring to when he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not describe yourself as pure? He was referring to the verse of the Quran. In Surah An-Najm, Surah 53, verse 32, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He says, أَوْذِ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَلَا تُزَقُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not ascribe purity to yourselves. فَلَا تُزَقُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not ascribe purity to yourselves. Maybe our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had named her thus in honor and in loving memory of the one in whose chamber they were now residing, our beloved mother Sayyidah Zainab bint Khuzaymah radiyallahu anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So now, question. He changed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his stepdaughter's name to Zainab. Why? So one of the reasons the scholars have given is because our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had married Zainab bin Khuzaymah. So who is this woman radiyallahu anha? She was first married to Abdullah ibn Jahsh radiyallahu anha. He was the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was martyred in the Battle of Uhud or the Battle of Badr, one of the campaigns. I can't remember which campaign it was. So when he was martyred, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the prescribed period of waiting, he married Zainab, the widow, bint Khuzaymah. Right? Sorry, she was married to Ubaidah ibn al-Harith, who was martyred in the Battle of Badr. Remember in the opening duel, Hamza went out, Ali went out, Ubaidah went out. And Hamza and Ali killed their opponents. Ubaidah managed to strike his opponent, kill him, but he got a fatal blow also on his leg, cut his leg off. So he was martyred there. Zainab bin Khuzaymah was married to him first. When he was martyred, then the Prophet married, made her the mother of the believers. But the marriage was very short. Zainab bin Khuzaymah was only married for about 9 months. She passed away. She was buried in Jannat al-Baqi. So now, with her passing away, Zainab bin Khuzaymah radiallahu anha, the chamber that was given to her, every holy wife was given a chamber, that was empty. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Salama, whose husband had been martyred, he took up that chamber, gave it to Salama. Have you understood? So look how interesting. When he gave that chamber to Salama, what did he change her daughter's name into? Zainab. So note again, you can see the great love that the Prophet had for his wives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on the face of it, you're thinking, why these names? There's always wisdom in what the Prophet does, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had given two reasons why the name Barra should be avoided. One is, don't ascribe purity to yourselves, and don't give the opportunity that to someone inadvertently to say something bad. Barra is not here. You knock on the door. A woman asks, is Barra here? Is piety here? And the response is no. Right? So the Prophet was thinking about this. He goes, don't you know, use those names. Don't give the opportunity for people to make negative statements, even if it's innocent. Indeed, one should not hesitate to change a bad name. People sometimes say, no, my father gave me this name, my granddad's given me this name, this is a family name. If it's a bad name, change it. In Sahih Muslim, number 2139, Mishkat, number 4757, in the chapter on names, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, he relates, my father Umar radiyallahu anhu's daughter was named Asiya, disobedient. Thus Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her the name Jamila, I beautiful. So let's look at this. So this is recorded in Sahih Muslim. So why would Umar radiyallahu anhu call his daughter Asiya? Asiya, very important to point out, is not Asiya. Asiya is Firon's wife. He was the one of the four women who will take you to paradise if you follow her. The scene and sword difference. Asiya with a sword means disobedient. So this is obviously probably in the Jahiliyyah. He named his daughter. Why? Because the Arabs, they had these names. You know, there was something good in their culture. So maybe it was at the time Asiya a good name for them. Rasulullah changed that name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes, her name is Jamila, i.e. beautiful. Did Umar object? No. If the name has a negative connotation, a bad meaning, the name is changed. Also very important to point out, if you don't change the name, some people think this is a small thing. As long as he's praying and they got solid iman, and the names, you know, names are names. The response is no. Names affect people. Where's the proof? In Sahih Bukhari, there was a very famous tabi'een called Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib married Abu Huraira's daughter. He was the son-in-law of Abu Huraira radiyallahu. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, he was the most learned of the tabi'een, the most knowledgeable of all the tabi'een, meaning he was the greatest in terms of knowledge. But he had a short fuse. And people found that strange because he's got all the beautiful qualities, but he snaps. So somebody once approached him respectfully and they asked, because we've noticed that you have been blessed, but there's something in your character which we consider to be a flaw. So Sayyid ibn al-Musayyib rahmatullah alayh, he said, oh, that's my grandfather. That's my grandfather's fault. So when the people asked him to explain, I'm paraphrasing, he said, my grandfather, my father's father, his father was Al-Musayyib, Sahaba, one of those who had pledged allegiance under the tree, guaranteed paradise, radiyallahu. His father, also a Sahaba, Hazm. The Prophet asked him, what's your name? He goes, my name is Hazm, and Hazm means grief. So the Prophet changed his name. He goes, rather you should be called, and he gave him a nice name. I can't remember what name he gave him. Maybe Easy, Sahal, or you know, something, you know, meaning happy. And what did Hazm radiyallahu anhu say? He goes, I can't change a name that my father gave me or my family has given me. And then Sa'id, his grandson, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, said, ever since that day, we've always had grief. We've always had Hazm. Meaning my grandfather refused to change his name, meaning grief. He goes, that's why I've got this failing. This is all in Sahih Bukhari, what I've mentioned. So not only does your name affect you, your grandfather's name affects you. Your children will be affected by your name. Your grandchildren will be affected by your name. And he was the most learned of the tabi. Therefore, you should not hesitate to change the name. There's, you know, wisdom. You know, think about that. So again, you know, alhamdulillah. And there's plenty of, you know, blessed names. You got, you know, you spoiled for choice, mashallah. So her real name, what did I mention on the first night, was Barra. And I said at the appropriate time, I'll mention why her name is Jubairia, radiyallahu. So moving on to the next section, entitled. And this is in terms of protecting our belief. Sounds like a very strange question. But we need to be aware and understand what this is. Are the noble mothers, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, of the believers, from the august Ahlul Bayt? So this is again sounds very strange. Are the noble mothers of the believers, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, from the august Ahlul Bayt? So just to insult your intelligence, the Ahlul Bayt means the family of the house. That's the literal translation. The family of the house. But it's referring to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahlul Bayt. So his wives, our mothers radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, part of the august Ahlul Bayt. So this is clarified in Sahih Muslim number 6225, Riyad al-Salihin, Ibn Jarir, Kanz al-Umal, volume 5, page 95, Ibn Kathir's Tafsir, volume 7, page 682 of the English translation, Mishkat, volume 4, number 6, in the chapter on the people of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's household, Hayat al-Sahaba, volume 3, page 561 of the New English translation, Hussein ibn Sabra, rahmatullah alayhi, relates, I asked, who are the Ahlul Bayt, O Zayd? Who are the Ahlul Bayt, O Zayd? Ibn Arqam, radiyallahu anhu, are not his wives members of his family? He responded, undoubtedly, his wives are members of his family. However, the totality of the members of his family are those who are not permitted to receive sadaqah after he passed away. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stop in the report. So who's asking the question? Tabi'in. Hussein ibn Sabra. Why is he asking this question? That's a question in itself. Who are the Ahlul Bayt? Who's he asking? Zayd ibn Arqam. Zayd ibn Arqam, in the time of the Prophet, he was a youngster. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Surah Munafiqun was a treasured surah that was revealed because of him. The Munafiqs basically said something horrific about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zayd ibn Arqam overheard it. He was a child. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the chief Munafiq goes, we swear to God we didn't say that. And then the people start saying, maybe the child misunderstood. And Zayd goes, I felt so hurt. And then Allah Ta'ala reveals Surah Munafiqun. And then the Prophet grabbed hold of Zayd's ear. He goes, this ear has been verified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that sahab has been asked. Now why is he been asked? Because he lived until old age. He became blind. So they asked, are not his wives member of his family? Now why are they asking that question? Because shaitans were spreading misinformation. He said, he gave the answer first. Undoubtedly, his wives are members of his family. Because that's the answer. But then he gave the perfect answer. The totality of his family are those who are not allowed to receive sadaqah after he passes away. Anybody whose zakat is forbidden to. Or his family. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or sadaqah. The report continues. Hussein ibn Sabra asked, who are they? Please clarify. O Zayd radiyallahu. He responded, they are the family of Ali, the family of Aqil, the family of Ja'far, and the family of Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala. Hussein asked, were all of these forbidden to receive sadaqah after his passing sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He answered, yes. So all of Abbas's children are Ahlul Bayt. All of Ali's children are Ahlul Bayt. All of Aqil's children are Ahlul Bayt. All of Ja'far's children are Ahlul Bayt. None of them are allowed to receive sadaqah or zakat. So he gave the answer. Question goes through the minds. Why is it that Abbas is only mentioned? Well, didn't the Prophet have other uncles? Did he not have a Hamza radiyallahu? And the response is his lineage passed. Finished, radiyallahu. Abbas's lineage continued. He's only talking about the lineage who's continued. It wasn't Abu Lahab, the uncle of the Prophet, and weren't his children Muslims, companions, yes. But because of his hatred towards the deen, they weren't entitled to be part of the Ahlul Bayt. So his answers. But this is the answer. So now, there's another report. You must be aware there's another report in which the people ask the same Sahaba, Zayd ibn Arqam, radiyallahu, in Sahih Muslim, number 6228, Man Ahlu Bayti Nisa'u, who are the Ahlul Bayt, his wives? He responded, no, by Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? For a woman may be with a man only for a part of his lifetime. Then he divorces her and she goes back to her father and her people. Ahlu baytihi aslu wa asbattu hulladhina hurimu sadaqata ba'da. The Ahlul Bayt are his origin, his male relatives to whom zakat was forbidden after he passed on. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's look at this. Complete opposite answer. Question, who are the Ahlul Bayt, his wives? Now he's saying, no, by God. But then he explained why he said that. He goes, because a wife can be divorced. If a wife is divorced, she's no longer Ahlul Bayt. Then he says, Ahlul Bayt aslu. The Ahlul Bayt are his origin, his male relatives to whom zakat was forbidden. So is there a contradiction? Apparently, yes. But the response is simple. Firstly, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never divorced any of his noble wives. Radiyallahu ta'ala. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never divorced any of his noble wives. He gave one divorce to Hafsa, but he took her back. We're talking about separation. And secondly, this narration needs to be coupled with the one before it. In Sahih Muslim number 6225, Zayd ibn Arkam said, Nisa'uhu min ahli bayti, walakin ahlu baytihi man hurimus sadaqata ba'da. His wives are amongst the Ahlul Bayt. But the Ahlul Bayt are those to whom zakat is forbidden. His wives are amongst the Ahlul Bayt. But the Ahlul Bayt are those to whom zakat is forbidden. So what do the innovators do? They select whichever report goes with their view. So they will quote the report where Zayd said, no, by God they're not Ahlul Bayt. And they'll stop there. They won't even complete the report. Why? Because the complete report explains what he meant by that. Note how the innovators are more selective in their narratives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us from deviation and misguidance. Ameen. So now, why am I discussing this? Because the Rawafid, God help them, they do not consider the mothers of the believers to be Ahlul Bayt. So the question is, why on earth would they want to take them out of the family of the Prophet? The reason they want to take them out of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is because of their incorrect belief. You understand? To cover a lie, you have to make another lie. So what is their incorrect belief? Their incorrect belief is that the Ahlul Bayt are ma'asoon. Meaning, they are protected from sin, just like the prophets. Basically, they're prophets without calling them prophets. They believe that there's 14 individuals who are Ahlul Bayt, ma'asoon, the ma'asoon ones. They start with Ali, radiyallahu anhu. Hassan, his son, Hussein, his brother, radiyallahu anhuma. Their son, Zain al-Abidin. Their son, Musa al-Qazim. Their son, Zain al-Abidin. Muhammad ibn al-Baqir. Their son, Jafar al-Sadiq. And he goes on. These are all definitely from the Ahlul Bayt. We have no problems with that. But they've restricted it to that. Because anybody else is not Ahlul Bayt. Why? Because if you say they're Ahlul Bayt, they're ma'asum. So why have they done that? Because of their hatred towards the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were amongst his noble wives. Aisha, Hafsa. Straight away a problem. Both the daughters of Abu Bakr and Umar, who they considered to have usurped the Khilafat. So this is why they have a problem here. And they will select reports from our traditions to prove their case. Because they're not Ahlul Bayt. And he goes, it's in Sahih Muslim. Hoping you don't know the full background behind these reports. Also, it's very foolish on their part to believe this. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala uses that same term in the Quran. the angels who came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ansara radiyallahu, they said, peace be upon you, O Ahlul Bayt. So who was addressed as Ahlul Bayt? Sarah. Sarah was the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So how is she Ahlul Bayt? The Quran is telling you this. Also, you look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's sister. There's another verse indicating she's from the Ahlul Bayt of the time. So note, they're going against the Quran, they're going against the Sunnah, and there's far more to it. I don't want to go into it at any great length. They start playing games with the verse, Surah 33, verse 33, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we only intend to remove from you all filth and abomination, or Ahlul Bayt. We only intend to remove from you all filth, religious, and abomination, or Ahlul Bayt, and to give you a total purification. So they say this is the verse which proves that these are ma'asum, the Ahlul Bayt. And the response is, well, that means that all the wives are ma'asum. All of Abbas's children are ma'asum. All of Ali's children are ma'asum. All of Aqil's children. So again, nonsensical. That verse is very interesting because they're quoting a verse to give their warp view. But what's the key word in the verse? Yurid. Yurid. Irada. What does irada mean? Intent. It means they're not purified. They have to do something. Allah Ta'ala intends. Meaning you have to do something. And obviously they had to do what Allah Ta'ala demanded of them. So note again, our mothers are definitely from the august Ahlul Bayt. I'll discuss it more at length tomorrow. And also, just very simple, what sort of a family is it that takes the mothers out of the family? Imagine if somebody goes to you, who are the most important components of any family unit? Because the mother and father. And he goes, take mother out. What's left of the family? They haven't taken a brother out. They haven't taken a sister out. They've taken the mothers out. Right, so note again, warp beliefs. And ironically, they profess to love the family of the Prophet. Imagine, we are the ones who follow Ahlul Bayt. Look at the irony in that statement. They mocked it, insulted them, and then they say at the end of it, we love them and follow them. Subhanallah. So all I mentioned today was basically two things. The first is why our beloved mother was called Jawairia. Why was their name changed from Barra? And some of the relevant reports in this area. And then I mentioned or clarified upon the question, who are exactly the Ahlul Bayt? We need to know who they are. What's their status? How much does Allah the Almighty and Glorious want from them in terms of status and rank? And we've discussed this very briefly, but more so tomorrow, inshallah. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان ربي حمدي سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل الانسان الذي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات ورواصل بالحق ورواصل بالصبر صدق الله العظيم